Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Time for the Morning Take here with Boyce Olson, who checks in, talks about some stories of importance from where we live here on WCCO in the Twin Cities and beyond. Boyce, good morning. Hey, I want to remind everybody, if you would like to get the Morning Take to your inbox, you could do this by going to WCCO.com/Blois, B-L-O-I-S, and get the latest there. A lot of talk about traffic in the news here, and construction is going on. You heard the story on WCCO at the top of the hour from Edgar Linares trying to make his way across downtown during the gridlock. Have you had this experience yet, Blois?
No, I haven't had the downtown experience yet, but I did have a business associate yesterday call me at about 3:30 and say, hey, can you run downtown for a meeting, as a joke, because I think the last couple of days have frustrated a lot of people. I know that we kind of saw it coming with all the closures, the light rail being shut down. And I just thought it was interesting. Even our own traffic reports were very optimistic Monday and Tuesday. And then it sounds like Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, it just started to really kind of clam up. And, you know, hopefully they can make a lot of progress over the 4th of July holiday when there's less traffic downtown. And it is one of those things, though. It's going to become an issue, A, in the mayor's race, potentially. But B, I think transportation, traffic, roads will be another issue that we look at in the governor's race, because it's all over the state. Wherever you go, there's congestion. And the interesting thing about it is it's not always because of construction or even an accident anymore. It just seems that, you know, there's more cars and that we haven't kept up the bandwidth we need on our roads.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, so. I think you're pretty much right. You know, one thing that is pointed out, though, is 169 is being considered less of a problem as we get into this entire closure for that replacement over the bridge replacement. And it seems to be less of a problem this year.
Yeah, that's a big part of my life because I live right off 169. So it hasn't been as big of an issue. But I do encourage any enterprising journalist to go out. They've cut these concrete strips throughout the project and then refilled them, and it's made the road uneven. So I don't know if they're going to repave the whole thing, but it was an interesting me trying to be an amateur engineer understanding what they're doing.
I look at a lot of projects like that, trying to figure out what.
Maybe we have a business or a commentary ready to have, Hines. Like, what are they doing now?
It's called Guess the Mess. Something.
There you go. I like it. We're
marketing here. Hey, tell me about this story that is getting a lot of attention in St. Paul, especially the story that came from Maria Gottfried in the Pioneer Press about the number of shots reported fired already this year in St. Paul.
Yeah, gunshot reports are up 62% to this date so far in St. Paul. And Chief Todd Axtell, who's been on the job about a year, was called to the city council earlier this week to kind of give a report on what police are doing. And the homicide tally is at 13, 11 of them involve guns. And they're really trying to realign policing to where the neighborhoods that need it, to make sure that they are trying to be even more proactive and get intel before it happens. And so the historic level of 911 calls is adding tension in St. Paul. And while it's an issue in St. Paul this year, you can preview that it's going to be an issue as Chris Coleman runs for governor, because they're going to cite that number if it doesn't start to level off.
All right. Let me ask you about this, too. PolyMet is still making some news. Environmental group says the design for the proposed PolyMet copper nickel mine in northeastern Minnesota has changed. In what significant ways, do we know?
We don't, but, you know, they are the first permitted copper nickel mine out there. They'll be the first one open, and environmental groups are going to continue to push to try to stop it as long as they can. So they'll look at that design and see what other changes are needed, but you can bet that the state won't let them open until they're sure that it's safe.
All right. Hey, who bought 22 Chevrolet Bolts?
the Department of Administration, the state of Minnesota, and they'll preview them at 10 a.m. today. And this is part of their ongoing effort to, you know, use less fuel and make sure that their tax dollars are being used the best they can.
All right. You want to get the morning take in your inbox, I'll remind you once again, go to WCCO.com/Blois, B-L-O-I-S. You have a great weekend, Blois, and I know Dave will be back with you on Monday morning here on WCCO.
I'll actually be off for the week. So
oh,
if you
are.
Sign up for Morning Take today, you'll get your first edition on July 10th. So we'll take a little break here.
All right. Enjoy your week off. Yeah, it's kind of the dog days of summer for Minnesota politics now anyway, isn't it?
There is a little. You have to scratch and claw to find stuff every day.
All right. Take care, Blois. We'll talk to you soon. It is 6:28 here. We'll get the latest traffic coming up right now on WCCO. We'll couple that with the latest forecast details, and you'll be on your way. What's going on, Susan?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.